Okay, so everyone listening to this loves to travel, right? I mean, who doesn't love exploring new places and new cultures?
Yeah, definitely. Getting away from the everyday is always a good thing, I think.
Right. And getting ready for a trip is super
Oh,
exciting.
totally.
All the planning and anticipation.
Yeah.
But what if AI could totally change that whole
Oh,
experience?
well, yeah.
What if AI could help us find these hidden gems that we'd never even know about?
Like stuff we wouldn't find just like scrolling online.
Exactly. Or it could plan out our whole trip, like flights, hotels, and even what we do each day.
Whoa, that'd be pretty cool.
And get this, the G7 nations are already working on making this a reality.
Really? Wow. They're really serious about AI and travel.
Yeah, they are. And in this deep dive, we're gonna explore all of that, how AI is changing travel, the good and the bad.
Sounds interesting.
So the G7 is teaming up with the OECD, right? To set some ground rules for how AI is used in tourism.
Yeah, they want to make sure it's done responsibly and ethically,
Yeah.
so everyone benefits.
Right. So what exactly is AI doing in travel right now?
Well, I bet you've already seen it in action and just didn't realize it.
Oh, really? How?
Like those personalized recommendations you get on travel websites.
Oh, yeah. Those are always kind of hit or miss for me.
Well, they're powered by AI algorithms.
Oh, wow.
They look at your past trips and the stuff you like online,
Well.
and they even use data from other travelers who have similar tastes to you.
So, if I always go to beaches, it'll recommend more beaches.
Exactly. It's called collaborative filtering. It's how they create a travel profile for you and suggest stuff you'll actually enjoy.
That's pretty cool. Like a travel agent that knows me better than I know myself.
Right.
So, okay, personalization, that's one thing, but what else can AI do?
Well, it can also totally streamline booking your trip.
Oh, really? I spend way too much time on that.
Yeah, me too. Imagine an AI that can book everything for you, flights, hotels, even activities.
Whoa.
And it all fits within your budget and what you want to
That
do.
would be life-changing.
Right. It just takes care of everything.
So it's good for travelers, but what about the travel industry itself? How's AI impacting that?
Well, it's actually helping the industry recover from the pandemic.
Oh, really? How so?
AI systems can help businesses run things more efficiently,
Okay.
like managing staff resources, even predicting travel trends and setting prices accordingly.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it can save businesses money and make travel more affordable for everyone.
So AI is making travel better for businesses and travelers.
Yeah, it's like a win-win situation.
So, okay, let's look ahead.
Yeah.
What's the future of AI-powered travel?
Oh, man. The possibilities are endless.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, imagine AI that can predict travel trends months in advance. So
Okay.
you could plan your trip perfectly and avoid the crowds.
That'd be awesome.
And picture seamless airport check-ins and security with biometric technology.
Like scanning your face or something.
Yeah, or even iris scans,
Wow.
super fast and secure.
Interesting. And what about the cost of travel?
AI could help there too, with dynamic pricing models.
What's that?
It's like AI that adjusts prices based on real-time demand.
So if a flight isn't full, the price goes down.
Exactly. It could make travel way more affordable.
Okay, so AI could help with planning costs,
Yeah.
safety, basically everything.
Yeah, pretty much. It could revolutionize how we travel.
This is all super cool, but are there any downsides to all this AI and travel?
Well, yeah, there are some ethical considerations we need to think about,
Like what?
like data privacy, for one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All this AI relies on collecting a lot of data about us. So we got to make sure that data is protected and used responsibly.
Yeah, who has access to it and how they use it?
Exactly. And then there's the issue of potential bias in AI
Oh,
algorithms.
yeah, I've heard about that. Like AI can sometimes be unfair.
Right. Like if an AI system is trained on biased data, it could end up discriminating against certain groups of people.
So it could recommend different travel options to different people based on their age or race or something.
Well, yeah, potentially. And that's something we really need to avoid.
So how do we make sure AI in travel is ethical and fair?
Well, that's where the G7 and OECD come in.
Yep.
They're working on developing standards and regulations for AI in tourism to ensure transparency, accountability, and fairness.
So basically, setting rules for how AI can be used.
Exactly. They want to make sure that AI benefits everyone and doesn't harm anyone.
That makes sense. It's like walking a tightrope, right?
Yeah.
We want to encourage innovation, but also protect people's rights.
Definitely. It's a delicate balance.
So how are policymakers trying to strike that balance?
Well, they're focusing on transparency in how data is used and how algorithms are designed.
Okay.
And they're also working on establishing clear guidelines for how AI systems should be monitored and audited.
So, like, making sure they're not doing anything shady.
Exactly. It's all about building trust with travelers.
So in the end, it sounds like AI has the potential to make travel amazing,
It really does.
but we need to be careful about how we develop and use it.
Absolutely. We got to make sure it's ethical, fair, and benefits everyone.
This has been a super fascinating look into the future of travel.
It really has.
I, for one, am kind of excited to see where AI takes us.
Me too. The possibilities are
Yeah,
endless.
like imagine a world where travel is seamless, personalized, and maybe even like a little bit magical.
Yeah, I could definitely get on board with that.
But I guess the big question is, are we willing to like give up some of our privacy and control for that convenience?
Yeah, that's a good question.
It's a trade-off we all have to think about.
For sure.
Well, that's all the time we have for this deep dive. But I think we've all learned a lot about how AI is going to shape the future of travel.
Definitely a lot to think about.
So next time you're planning a trip,
Yeah.
think about how AI might be playing a role and maybe even try out some of those AI-powered tools.
Yeah, you might be surprised at how much easier and more fun they can make your trip.
Thanks for joining us and happy travels.
Thanks for having me.
And that's a wrap.
See ya.